Ah, 7940 had a question from something that happened a couple days ago. They said, Good, everyone. How's Scott's lip? Question mark. I saw the video. That was really bad.
I know, it wouldn't stop bleeding. How is it?
Gosh, look, it doesn't even look like there was an injury. I have no clue how I did it, what happened. All I can say is 6059 arrived with the surgical tools in hand.
Yep.
And after Allie taped the tampon to my face to...
I was going
to
say, I get no credit.
Oh, no, you get the initial. You did the triage. She did the surgery. I'm looking at this going, between the two of you, you were quite the saving team.
I did the ice. I did the sugar. I did the tampon tape to the face. I mean, come on.
She showed up with the liquid skin and the, and literally live.
And a Diet Coke.
I do. Yes, that's true. It's the important things.
Right. Who cares about your liquid skin? I got life.
When you see all the medical shows and you see the doctor going sponge, and you know they're patting the doctor's head, that was your Diet Coke sponge moment.
That was right.
After the initial triage, and I went to the OR. Guys, I have no idea what the hell happened. It's healed. It's fine.
There's not even a dot or a scab or anything. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you. Well, the funny part is, I don't even know if anybody noticed it or not. She was actually in studio for a couple seconds, putting the liquid skin on my lip as we were on air. Like, literally, we were talking and she was sealing my lip.
You know, I didn't even notice because we're always multitasking. Like, I'm always either usually eating.
And eating
and, you know, posting on social media.
I don't know what happened.
You know, who knows? Oh, speaking of social, well, let's quick story time. I'm down the hall the other day. Scott's in the bathroom. And I think this is something you probably say all the time. It just happened to be that I caught it right on time. He farts in the bathroom and I can hear it. And he goes, there it is. Is that what you say every time you fart?
No.
Well, because this guy has two great phrases he says when he farts. Take a listen.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to the barbecue.
Welcome to the barbecue. Wait, there's another one. Here we go.
I like it.
Ooh, it's like an Ewok just jumped out of me.
It's like an Ewok just jumped out of me. I'm stealing both of those.
The barbecue's the best. So can I tell you why I did the there it is?
Because you didn't know I was standing there.
No,
So that's why I'm thinking he must say this every single time. Because I'll fart and I'll go, barking spiders.
No, I don't.
It could be no one there. I'm talking to Junior. Barking spiders.
Let me tell you what. So our bathrooms in this building are like giant megaphones. They're
it's
big.
Like a concert hall.
It is. They're big. They're echoey. And the way that the men's room is positioned, I'm a private person in the bathroom. Like, I don't want to go in there, even if I'm fixing to blow it up. I don't want to go in there and
friction to blow it up.
I don't want to be in there and have this thing like be judged when I walk out. They're like, whoa, are you okay? You know what I mean? Because it's embarrassing.
So you deflect.
I deflect.
Okay.
So I knew this was a loud one that I ripped. It was quick and loud.
There it is. Welcome to the barbecue.
Exactly.